Hey, do you have road rage? Or do you have any bad experiences when driving in LA? Hello, guys. Welcome back to Meet Me in Taipei. This is Jacqueline.
And this is Janice.
And we're super happy to have you guys back on board with us.
Yay!
Oh my God, it's been so long.
I know, we've taken quite a little bit of a break, but we're back. So thanks,
Yeah.
guys, for sticking through.
For today's topic, since we're kind of getting back on podcasting, we want to share something about things that have been happening in California, specifically in LA. So, topic for today, we are talking about the infamous LA drivers.
I'm sure we have a lot of stories, like every single one of us. But what exactly is road rage? I'm pretty sure it's just a term coined by people literally in LA from getting really, really mad or pissed off from driving and just driving in general, traffic and things that happen to you while driving. And I'm sure everybody has experiences at least once in their lifetime or has seen someone curse at another driver at least once in their lifetime. So we wanted to kind of like touch on our stories to share with you guys. So what do you think, Jacqueline? Like, any stories you want to share?
Yes, so people who know me know that I don't really drive, and I actually started driving like last year in August. So during then, I was quite, nervous being a nervous driver, and I'm like the kind of person that I drive really slow, and to a certain point, people like honk at me or like give me the middle finger, which I'm fine with it because I'm very slow and I get it. Like people are like in a hurry all the time. It's fine. But ever since I started building up that driving skills and everything throughout the time, recently I've encountered this one situation where I got very mad. So I actually had a couple stories, but this one is like the most significant story that I feel like sharing. And I don't recommend you guys doing this because I feel like it's kind of dangerous. So basically, I was in the car with my sister. We are getting Bafangji. People who know like Bafangji. Yeah, I think it was around like Rolling Heights or something.
City of Industry.
Yeah, City of Industry. And I was coming off the highway and it was the yellow light. So normally in Taiwan, like if it's yellow light, like my dad will be like, okay, stop the car because it's dangerous, right? And so I stopped the car, but the guy like behind me, he was so mad that he honked at me and he gave me this like, this hand gesture and I saw it. And so he honked at me and I was quite pissed because I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not gonna go over. It's kind of dangerous because cars were coming, and so I was like, I just stopped there. And right when the light turned green, he honked again.
Interesting. Okay.
Right? And that's when I was like, all right, sir, I am mad. So I purposely drove, like I turned around and I was waiting for him. So I was waiting for him. So I like, qie dao you dao. So I was waiting for him. And then he knew I was waiting for him because we were like the first car. So I was waiting for him and I looked out the window. I was about to roll down my window because I was like, sir, like you were being so rude. And so I looked at him and he looked at me, looked at him again, and he looked at me again. And then that's when he decided to like drove in front of me. So I was like, all right. Let's race. So this whole time we're like on the local, right? And the speed limit was like 35. I literally drove right behind his car, and then we went all the way to 65.
Oh my God, you
I was
guys.
so mad. I was like, and I even why sent had then because I was so mad. I was like, get off the like I don't understand why you're telling me to go. Like it's yellow light basically. And that was pretty intense because I think I drove way too fast to the point there was a car behind me. He drove so fast next to me to see who is this girl.
I'm so proud of you.
But I was so mad. And then my sister was just pretending everything was fine. She was on her phone, but I'm sure she was like, because there was no way like you can drive 65 to 70 on local.
Dude, okay, low key, I'd be really scared, but pretty badass. I did not expect you to do that.
Really?
Because like when you first started driving, you were like hunched over on the wheel and be like, Janice, "我可以转吗？他怎么转进去?" And now you're chasing cars. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, that's the moment when I realized, damn, Jacqueline, you upgraded, you know?
That's hilarious. No, I love it though. I'm proud of you. Just be safe. Overall, just be safe.
But I just didn't want to keep, you know, chasing after him, because what if I got the ticket? You know, I was just thinking, like, we drove for a long, long time. That was a very long drive. And, like, he could felt it. And he knew I was doing it on purpose, because I was doing a lot of stuff.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, I wish you were in the car. But yeah, what about you? What's your story, Janice?
It's like the most intense one I've had was just, I was driving and then high, like, it was just intense traffic onto 405. And I was trying to cut in. And then a woman wouldn't let me in. And then the lady started like mad honking at me. And I was like, okay. She was like tailgating me. And I was just like, okay, lady. Like, and then she went beside me and then gave me the middle finger. And by then I was like, okay, like, okay, you're on. And then I didn't give her the middle finger back, but I gave her a thumbs up.
Oh.
I kind of went like, good job, you know, like, you're such a good driver. Great job. Great job being a citizen. And then I started tailgating her. So I drove behind her, and then like, Tai has Bielsa. And so there's just, it's a pretty similar situation to you guys. And then I was honking at her.
Wait, that's way more intense than mine.
No. But I didn't like Sanhazen or anything. And it was on the highway. So it wasn't like, I was just following really, really close behind her. And then she went off the highway and I followed her, even though that wasn't where I was going.
Really?
Yeah, I was so pissed off. Yeah, and then like, and I followed her, honked at her, and then I left. Yeah, but I understand how you feel, because like, God, I was fuming. I was so mad. And and then I got it over with. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was just like, dude, road rage. Like, I was spitting out like so many curse words. Like, it was like, just weaker and that's so angry. And I was just, poko dama. It's just like the F word, like the C word, everything.
Yeah. Also, like, this was kind of me this morning too, because I was driving out and then people just don't know blinker. I don't think they know the word blinker. I know how you feel. But yeah, like, I think I have a couple other story, but I think when I first started driving, like, I got a middle finger, but I was fine with it because I feel like, well, maybe I was really slow. You know, people were really pissed off at like slow drivers. So, I was like, whatever, you know, like, I'll just take it. Things that to look out for, like, when you're having a road rage. I don't think it's a good idea. Seeing what we do when, you know, encountering such situation. And I don't recommend people doing this because you're going to put yourself in danger. So I would say, like, just let them be. Like, I think my dad always tell me, or my dad, my mom, like, they always tell me, like, just let them be. Like, you know, you don't know if they're going to come out of the car with a gun or something, or like a baseball bat or something. Just like, you know, but I was just thinking, like, I don't want people to like think that, oh, she's a girl, she's easy like that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. What else do you think what not to do?
Well, what not to do, it's basically just like, just be careful, you know, like, you can put up the middle finger, you can tailgate them, but like, but just enough, you know, not to the point where they come out of the car and try to pick a fight with you, especially as a girl. Like, that's still pretty dangerous, in my opinion. And just when you're driving, when you're tailgating, when you're speeding, don't be all fooling around in the system. Yeah, just still keep an eye out on other cars and not get into an accident. Yeah, so just overall be careful. But I understand, like, this happens to everybody. And, you know, like, it's really inevitable at some point. Driving.
Same.
Yeah, but we're trying to keep our episodes short from now on. But for next week, we'll be talking about the biggest red flags in a girl as opposed to our normal conversation about guys. So I hope you guys tune in and welcome back, everyone. And again, we'll see you guys on this Sunday at Meet Me in Taipei. This is Janice.
And this is Jacqueline.
And we'll see you guys very soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.